This year ends with the prison at Guantanamo still open. Today, the last of the Uyghur detainees were released from Guantanamo Bay. And last Thursday, President Obama signed a new defense policy law. In it were changes to rules on transferring detainees from Guantanamo Bay to foreign countries. This year saw a rise in hunger strikes and forced feedings of detainees. 155 detainees still remain in Gitmo, a number that can be difficult to track with the government. Mark Falco has represented 16 detainees held at Guantanamo Bay. In 2012, one of his clients, Adnan Latif, died in his cell. He was one of the last to die at Guantanamo Bay prison to date. I asked Mark what caused Adnan's death.
Well, it appears that it was a suicide. Adnan was certainly depressed, and he was troubled, understandably. He was an innocent at Guantanamo, which I know people will take with a grain of salt hearing that coming from his lawyer, but I can tell you that we finally got his day in court, and he had a habeas corpus hearing before Judge Henry Kennedy, and Judge Kennedy agreed with us that he was, in fact, not an enemy combatant, that when he was picked up in Afghanistan, he was there seeking charitable medical aid, so that allegations that he had been somehow associated with the Taliban or al-Qaeda were false. Unfortunately, the Court of Appeals in D.C. Reversed that decision, and our attempt to get the Supreme Court to listen to that case fell on deaf ears. And basically, after hearing that news, Adnan simply despaired. And it looks like he probably was able to hoard some psychiatric medication that he was given, and he died in September 2012.
What's the status of some of your other clients?
Well, a number of them have been returned home. Some have won their habeas court trials, and a couple have lost them. But I guess I would say that a third of our guys are home, either because they were voluntarily repatriated by the United States or because we won their court cases. And then some of them are still, of course, at Guantanamo.
Now, what did you make of President Obama's signing of the new defense policy law and some of the changes it meant for easing transfer of detainees to their foreign countries?
This is certainly encouraging. I've got to say that the year started off on a very depressing note because President Obama had just, we had Dan Freed, who was the special envoy for closing Guantanamo, who basically stepped down from that position, and the Obama administration was not planning on filling that vacancy, which seemed to signal to a lot of people that his professed interest in closing Guantanamo had just evanesced. So things did not look good for a long time, but of course, subsequent developments led President Obama to put someone back into that position, Clifford Sloan, and basically put some pressure on Congress to pass a Defense Authorization Act that did not have the tremendous restrictions on repatriating Guantanamo detainees that you'd had for the past couple of years. So, in fact, the current NDAA does not have these kinds of onerous certification procedures whereby the Secretary of Defense has to act as some kind of guarantor for the safety conditions of foreign countries. There's much more flexibility for President Obama to start repatriating some of these detainees.
President Obama, in signing that statement, released a memorandum saying this continues to be a black mark on America. What do you think 2014 portends for your clients either being released or returned to their home countries?
I am cautiously optimistic. They've been there for an awfully long time now. We're going on 13 years, we've been hopeful at various points in the past, either because we've won a series of Supreme Court rulings or because our clients have won their habeas corpus trials, and yet so many of them still remain there. But that said, I really do think that Clifford Sloan and President Obama want to, if not shutter Guantanamo, I think that would be their ideal, but they certainly want to start winding it down. They want more of these men to go home. President Obama lifted his self-imposed moratorium on transfers of detainees back to Yemen. He imposed that after the Christmas Day attempted bombing. In fact, most of the detainees at Guantanamo are Yemeni, so long as that restriction was in place, there was no realistic chance that we were going to significantly bring the population of Guantanamo down. Since that's been lifted, I would not be surprised to see some kind of mass transfer of detainees back to Yemen. And, of course, all of my clients are Yemeni, so that would be good news for them. The only other big topic I would say is that what really motivated movement on closing Guantanamo was from the detainees themselves, from the hunger strike that they began engaging in. So after Freed left the position as the envoy to close Guantanamo, and President Obama failed to mention Guantanamo in any of his beginning of the year speeches, in the aftermath of my client's suicide, which was not all that long ago, I think there was this profound sense of despair among the detainees, coupled with a new commander at Guantanamo who was really just knuckling down. And what you had was a massive hunger strike at Gitmo. And I think that really, for once, caught the attention of the American public and the politicians. And I think that hunger strike is largely responsible for the renewed movement on Guantanamo and for passage of these provisions in the NDAA.
The Pentagon called the release of the last three Uyghur detainees a significant milestone towards closing the prison. How likely do you think Guantanamo Bay will outlast President Obama's administration?
Well, I'm afraid it probably will outlast his administration. I just would like to say one word about the Uyghurs. It's, of course, great news that they're going back to a place of safety. Of course, the difficulty with the Uyghurs is that they're from China. They're ethnic Muslim Uyghurs, but they couldn't go back to China because they knew they would be subjected to torture. A big problem there, of course, is that the Uyghurs long, long ago were determined not to be enemy combatants by United States district courts, information that was initially withheld from their lawyers. But the point is that the Uyghurs should have been the easy case. The Uyghurs should have been home or to a place of safety a long, long time ago. So this is certainly progress, and it's wonderful that they're home. But frankly, these are still, to some extent, baby steps. I think Guantanamo is likely to outlast the Obama administration, I'm afraid to say.
Mark Falkoff is an associate professor of law at Northern Illinois University. He's represented 16 Yemeni detainees at Guantanamo Bay.